sick.
I guess we had an off. Do we have an off day?
No.
Do we have an off day? Yeah. Do we have an off day?
We did.
Yeah. Yeah, six.
So what'd you say that got everybody so fired up?
I was just unhappy. Just felt like some pitches were strikes. He thought otherwise. It's really about it.
Were you surprised that it, because it looked like you had turned around and were walking back to the mound, and then all of a sudden.
Yeah, I just thought it was over with, and then the whole thing just started blowing up. I wasn't sure. I thought he had thrown Hosey out. I would, because I turned around. I was like, all right, it's over with. Acuna's wall, like, it's the next guy up. Then, you know, and I turned around, started to hear the crowd cheering, turned around, and saw Torrey got tossed. I was kind of surprised that it escalated like that. But, you know, in that case, I told Torrey I came in, that I thanked him, you know, for standing up for me, standing up for the guys. Like, you know, so I thought that was pretty cool.
I was about to say, it seemed like it got you guys kind of, I mean, like, a lot of good things happened right after that.
Yeah. I think I kind of settled in. I think we were playing well, but you could tell we maybe it doesn't happen. Maybe we hit a lull. I don't know. But, yeah, that I think that seemed to kind of to calm us down, but also kind of light a fire under us a little bit. Like, all right, we got to go here. We ended up scoring a couple runs in the next inning. So, yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, to the fans, it might look like guys, you know, umpires, whoever it is, the manager's getting tossed, but sometimes, you know, fires the guys up. You know, it's like, all right, he's got our back, he's in our corner, like, you know, do some damage, see what we got.
So we obviously could tell you were chirping at the 2-1 pitch that was a ball. I think it was 2-1. Did you see anything the pitch after on ball 4? You did? Do you think that warranted a reaction from the umpire then?
I don't know what warrants a reaction from anybody. I just voiced how I was displeased with the call.
The previous one.
Mm-hmm. And just, you know, how the bat turned out. But yeah, I mean, I'm like, it is what it is.
Did you make any gestures that maybe we missed? Or was it all verbal?
I don't think so. I mean, I probably roll my eyes. I tend to do that sometimes. You know, if I feel like an umpire misses a call, I usually roll my eyes and, you know, say wow, like just kind of like okay. But no, I didn't really make any gestures. Just kind of, yeah, just voice my displeasure really.
So I guess you felt earlier in the game that there were some other pitches that were not that didn't get called your way.
Yeah. I mean, as a pitcher, you're always gonna feel like this. The strike zone's smaller than it is. You know, you're gonna want, especially, you know, myself. I'm a guy who lives on the corners. Like, you know, I work on the edges, especially in you know, when you face guys like Acuna, you know, guys that can do some real damage. Like, it's not a good place to be over the heart of the plate. So you have to work those edges. So yeah, I mean, just feel like some other pitches were strikes, but you know, he called them balls. It is what it is.
I'm sorry. I've never seen you kind of like bark at the umpires like that before. I hadn't noticed it. He was pretty calm, like you said. You don't express it. Was it maybe the intensity of what you and the team are trying to get through, coming off that tough series loss and the way things went last time out for you and all that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a collection of things. Just we had a tough series. We're grinding. You know, we played four tough games against, you know, a very good opponent. And then, you know, this game's hard enough as it is. So for the need to make it harder is definitely frustrating when, you know, that's a good team. You know, so just felt like the game was being made harder than it was.
Do you feel like, you need to assume a role like as a stopper, you know, for this rotation?
I mean, it's something Torrey and I had talked about last year. You know, it was something that he had brought up, something that he wanted me to kind of focus on. And I told him that, you know, it's an honor to kind of have that role of, all right, you're the guy that they're going to give the ball to. We might have a skid. You know, it's your turn to put a stop to that. So, yeah, I mean, but whether we had won 40 in a row or lost 40, like, you know, won 40 in a row, lost 40 in a row, my goal when I go out there is to keep us in the game and try and win the game no matter what, whether we're on a skid or not, we're playing hot. So yeah, it's not like something I really try and, you know, put too much pressure on myself with. But, you know, that's, if you want to be a frontline guy, that's one of those inherent things that doesn't show up in the box score. It's one of those things. It's like, all right, this, it's your turn to take the ball. It's your turn to put an end to this. Let's start something new now.
How did you think your stuff was working today?
I felt like everything was okay. Changeup I felt was pretty good. Fastball was cutting a little bit, but I think that's just in process of me just kind of, you know, staying in my delivery, making sure I'm getting my hand break and making sure everything's on time. Curveball was pretty good, and, you know, just cutter, slider, I felt everything was okay. You know, just pitched to Riley, just kind of cut a little bit. So, and then, yeah, I mean, I felt like, for the most part, everything felt like it was coming out fine. I just was behind the count a little bit, so it was kind of zapped the pitch count a little bit. So,
any adjustments from last
night? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's tough. I felt like when I played the Cubs here, I kind of got into a good rhythm with my delivery in terms of like tempo. Try to carry that through the last couple of times, and I think it was kind of hard for me to recreate. So I kind of slowed down a little bit and was getting my gather and getting my handbrake over, you know, just to make sure I was under control. And then we've just been kind of toying with the cutter slider a little bit, just trying to have a different thought of it. You know, watch some video on what Kershaw tends to do with his. We have similar kind of metrics on ours, so just trying to just see how he uses that. You know, just try and get that pitch back in the fastball family for me. So, yeah, man, those were probably just the adjustments today. Everything else was pretty much the same.
When Herrera turned around, did you think, yeah, and get fired up to talk to the umpire, or were you like, oh no, young guy?
What? Turn around. What do you mean? Like
during the hubbub, when he turned, you know, usually catchers mumble under their helmet; they don't really talk. And he actually turned around to face him to stick up for him.
Yeah. No, I. We had talked about that during the game. Tori and I were just, you know, it speaks volumes to the way Hosey carries himself. You know, I mean, he's been in the big league 2 years, or sorry, two months now, and it's like the guy handles himself like he's been back there for 15 years. He's got a calmness to him. He's got a presence that, you know, it's his pitching staff. He's gonna, you know, it's his job to handle that. So I thought that was awesome that, you know, Hosey was sticking out for me there and kind of was taking it upon himself, especially as a guy with a couple months. You probably don't see that very often. That's probably coming from a, you know, like a Buster Posey type of guy with, you know, 15 years. But, yeah, so, I mean, that just kind of speaks volumes to the type of person Hosey is back there calling games. He's a guy that, you know, I have a lot of confidence in, you know, throwing to him, and that's just, you know, another check on the list where it's, yeah, this guy's in it, this guy cares. He's back there. He's in your corner.
Well, the pen last night didn't even allow a base runner, and I think tonight they only allowed just the one hit. What's that? What do you say about their performance and what it does for you as starters going out there knowing that?
Yeah, I mean it's awesome. We got some guys that are some real dogs down there. We got some guys that Melanson and Kennedy have had some crazy success in their career. Have been doing this for a while, and then you got guys like Joe Manimply and Noe and JB Wendelken, you know, just to name a couple guys. I mean, I could go on for days down there, but yeah, just those young guys that are like, don't have much service time, but you know, they're showing that they belong, that you know, that they can get outs in this league. But yeah, it's been awesome to have those guys come in behind you. I mean, granted, as a starter, you never want to come out of the game. I'd love to throw 200 pitches every time if I could, but yeah, it's awesome to have those guys come in, do their job, and you know, they've been working hard. They've been throwing a lot lately, and it's been awesome. They've been picking us up. You know, the Stars haven't really gone super deep into the games list, you know, a couple of times around the rotation, so it's been good. So, you know, hopefully going forward we can kind of get them a little breather and start to get deeper in the game, 7-8 innings, something like that.
How did you feel towards the end of your start, and what was the conversation like with Benny when he came out to get you?
Yeah, I felt fine. You know, like I said, I never want to come out of the game. You know, Harris, I'd had him hit two like lazy ground balls, so I felt like I had a feeling I was my last hitter. I thought, no, it was warming up for Acuna. I was a little shocked to see Banny out there. I thought he was going to give me at least one more. It was under 100 pitches, and you know, I had some success with Harris today. You know, but He wanted to make a move. He wanted to bring Noe in. Felt like Noe was the right guy for the job, and he was. He got him to roll over and wound up winning the ball game. So can't argue in that sense. I wanted to stay in, obviously, but Vanny felt otherwise, and it's how it worked out.
Thanks, Zach.
Yep, thanks.
Thank you.
We'll follow up.